O-N. Daniel, M-C-D-A-N-I-E-L. It's an MVA dictation. Birth date's 12/25/78. Patient seen in clinic. Well, patient seen in clinic with complaints of neck and right shoulder pain with MVA the following the preceding day. While going to the bank from her school to make a deposit. Vital signs were within normal limits. Immunizations up to date. Allergies to Augmentin. Current medications include Lee, PR and pain, medical history, non-pituitary, surgical history, tubal, tumor removed, left arm. Patient states, present illness, patient states she was driving on the road, approximately 30 miles an hour, making a deposit for her school, and a car turned in front of her, make it unavoidable to avoid collision, hitting car crossing her path head on, with employment of airbags, with seatbelt on. At time of initial accident, the patient states she had minimal discomfort. But the following day, she's experiencing now increasing pain to her neck and right shoulder. So she's coming to the monitoring ER here to be evaluated. Review of symptoms, non-contributory, past medical history negative, social and family history non-contributory, physical exam. General appearance, no acute distress, extremities, hand within normal limits, wrist within normal limits, forearm within normal limits, arm and shoulder tenderness with soft tissue swelling and limited range of motion to right shoulder, no neurovascular or tendon injury evident. Skin without discoloration or rashes, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, lungs clear to auscultation and percussion, noted 1+ tenderness to upper chest and sternum without deformity, heart rather rhythm without murmurs and gallop, abdomen soft without organomegaly or tenderness. Patient had x-rays of C-spine, chest x-ray, and ribs, including sternum in clinic, all of which were negative. Depression, MVA with contusion, sprain to neck, right shoulder, and chest. Patient is given prescription for Flexeril and Naprosyn with follow-up in 5 days. Allowed to return to work with light duty restrictions. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.